This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Of all the places with confirmed cases of swine flu, Mexico City is by far the hardest hit. There, it's not only a public health emergency, Mexico City's economy is getting pummeled. Even before the swine flu crisis, the outlook for Mexico's economy was bleak. Now tens of thousands of businesses in the capital have shut their doors, and yesterday authorities ordered all restaurants to close or only sell takeout. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Mexico City.
Last night at La Vida Argentina restaurant in the hip Condesa neighborhood of Mexico City, all the waiters were lounging in the bar in their pressed white shirts and bow ties. The tables were empty, but the music was still on and a long buffet was laid out with platters of lamb cutlets, prosciutto, steamed green beans, and sliced melon. This is for tonight, but now we're going to have to throw it away. Pablo Brontese is the manager of the restaurant. He says the staff will take home bundles of the food, but much of it is going to get tossed. Today we got a message at about 11 in the morning, he says, saying that all restaurants in the capital must remain closed. La Vida Argentina is famous for its steaks. On a good night, they serve 400 people. Brontese says most of his 50 employees are going to be out of work until the restaurant ban is lifted. Juan de Dios Barba, the head of a business group in the capital called Coparmex, says the economic impact of the swine flu outbreak has already been huge. The economic damage to Mexico City is around $100 million a day, and if the crisis drags on, he says, it could get much worse. Mexico's top three sources of revenue are oil, remittances from Mexicans working abroad, and tourism. Last year, oil revenue fell by more than 50%, remittances dropped for the first time since the central bank started tracking them, and now tourism looks like it's about to take a hit. The U.S. State Department issued an updated travel warning yesterday, recommending against all non-essential travel to Mexico. It goes on to note most tourist attractions in the capital are shut in an effort to stop the spread of the swine flu virus. Britain went a step further, stating that British nationals may wish to consider whether they should remain in Mexico at this time. Robin Laybourne is walking with a friend outside Mexico City's main cathedral.
All my family, friends are from UK. I'm getting phone calls, texts all the time saying get the hell out of Mexico.
Laybourne got here a week ago. He says he wanted to visit some of the museums, but they're all closed. Even the pyramids on the outskirts of the city are off limits.
The restaurants are shut. I don't know, we've just been staying in a lot more. And yeah, it's a bit scary.
Barba at Coparmex says tourism revenue since the swine flu outbreak has fallen 80%, and hotels in the center of the city report that they've seen a 30 to 50% drop in reservations. Yesterday, Cuba became the first country to cancel all flights to and from Mexico as a result of the new virus. Mexico's tourism industry had managed to shake off at least some of the bad press about the country's brutal drug war. Tourism actually grew in 2008. But swine flu may be more damaging to the industry than drug gangs battling in the streets. On Tuesday, three of the world's largest cruise lines, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian, canceled all stops at Mexican ports. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.